A few months ago, Craig Ferguson, host of The Late Late Show, interrogated a special guest.
Please state your name and where you're from.
My name's James Corden. I'm from High Wycombe in England, Great Britain.
James?
Corden.
Corden, right, yeah. What do you do for a living, James?
I don't do anything at the moment.
Well, that's set to change Monday night when James Corden succeeds Craig Ferguson as host of The Late Late Show. He is 36 and English. Craig Ferguson was Scottish. Score one for diversity. James Corden has won awards on screen and stage. He starred in the Broadway production of One Man, Two Governors, and won a Tony.
Who screws it up? You! You're the role model for village idiots everywhere! Me!
And he played the best friend of Keira Knightley's character in last year's film, Begin Again. But most Americans may know James Corden for playing the baker in the film version of Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods.
When there's two of you, if I care, it's because I'm becoming aware of us.
James Corden has never worked as a talk show host or a comedian. The topic of late night TV came up when he was in a meeting with American network executives about a possible sitcom.
I talked with Leslie Moonves, who's the CEO of CBS, and we talked about late night and how I felt it could change and perhaps be given a breath of fresh air. And then he offered me the job. It was very strange.
Late night TV is a crowded field right now, but James Corden hopes that coming to the job new might bring some fresh and untested ideas to late night entertainment.
We have to give it a reason to exist. It's not enough to just rely on the fact that there's always been a show there. The fact that we're on after a talk show means we have to try and respect and honour the traditions of late night, but in so many ways try and make something that at least feels a little different to the show that's just been on.
Whatever changes he may introduce, the heart of late night remains the interview. Until now, James Corden has always been on the answering end of interviews. His mother was a social worker who talked with lots of people.
I think she would say that being a social worker is more about listening than it is about talking, and I'm sure you'd agree that's equally as important if you're ever going to interview people. It's not so much about the question that you ask, but more about listening to the answer and seeing where it goes after that.
And of course, late night TV is about humor, sometimes a little naughty and pointed. This week on the BBC, Tanya Breyer of CNBC wondered if James Corden's British banter might fall flat in front of Americans.
The worry is not so much whether they understand him in terms of his accent, but it's the humour. Will they get the humour?
James Corden isn't concerned about humour being lost in translation from English to American.
I had never been to New York, but I absolutely loved Seinfeld. And I had never been to a bar in America, but I love Cheers. And I've never been to a hotel in Torquay, but I love Fawlty Towers. So, of course, there are going to be things which I can only really learn by making mistakes in doing them about colloquialisms or words and dialogue and things. But I don't know that it will come down to people understanding my accent or my sense of humour.
If something is good, says James Corden, it'll travel. He begins his stint on The Late Late Show Monday night. Or technically, is that Tuesday morning?